In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
All praise to God the Father.
Who raised his Son in victory.
All praise to Jesus, God's Son, risen from the dead.
Our living and reigning King.
All praise to the Holy Spirit. The stone has been rolled away. Alleluia.
The crucified one is risen.
He has conquered death by the cross.
He has come out of the tomb.
Easter proves it. His every word and his every deed are absolute truth.
Every promise he has made, he will fulfill. He will restore his broken people. He will raise us and make us whole again.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.
This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you will be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria, and the planters shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands.
He has put all things under his feet.
The epistle comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. He's risen, he's risen, Christ Jesus the Lord. He opened death's prison, the incarnate true word. Break forth, hosts of heaven, in jubilant song, and earth, sea, the foe was triumphant when on Calvary the Lord of creation was nailed to the tree. In Satan's domain did the host shout and jeer, for Jesus was slain. But short was their triumph, the Savior arose, and death, hell, and Satan, he vanquished his foes. The conquering Lord lifts his banner on high. He lives, yes, he lives, and will never more die. Oh, where is your sting, death? We fear you no more. Christ rose, and now open is fair Eden's door. For all our transgressions, his blood does atone. Redeemed and forgiven, we now are his own. Then sing your hosannas and raise your glad voice. Proclaim the blessed tidings Please be seated. I brought the golden Easter egg with me today, so I invite the children to come forth and see what's inside. I hope everyone's having a great Easter. By the way, there's an Easter egg hunt after service, if you didn't know already. And I'm sure you're not going to get enough Easter eggs at home, so you better get some here too, right? Right. Okay, who wants to guess what's inside the egg this year? The same thing that's been in it the last several years?
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
Chocolate.
Andrew. Nothing. And why would there be nothing in the Easter egg? The tomb is empty. Ready? Everyone after me. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Victory.
Victory.
Sin and death and Satan.
Sin and death and
Satan. Can't hurt me.
Can't hurt me.
Nanner, 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 devil. Actually, because you know I never liked you to be right, I did put something in the Easter egg this year. Actually, I didn't. We had an Easter angel come to St. Mark's this year, and she made 100 of these things. So I'm going to open the egg and show you. The Easter bunny laid jelly beans this year. Okay, there'll be one for each of you. On the top it says, Happy Easter. Look at all the colors. Red is for the blood he gave. Green is for the grass he made. Yellow is for the sun so bright. Orange is for the edge of night. Black is for the sins we made. White is for the grace he gave. Purple is for his hour of sorrow. Pink is for our new tomorrow. A bag full of jelly beans, colorful and sweet, is a prayer, is a promise, is a friend's small treat. Isn't that nice? So I'm going to give one to each of you. On my way up to the pulpit, we're going to continue singing, Christ is risen,
Christ is risen.
Victory.
Victory,
sin and death and Satan,
sin and death and Satan.
Can't hurt me,
can't hurt me.
Nanner, nanner, devil. Mrs. Barnes is going to hand them to you, and we're going to keep singing, okay? Thanks for coming up. Have a great Easter. Christ is risen. Victory.
Victory.
Sin and death and Satan.
Sin and death and
Satan. Can't hurt me.
Can't hurt me.
Nanner, nanner, devil. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Victory.
Victory.
Sin and death and Satan.
Sin and death and Satan.
Can't hurt me. I didn't hear any nanner, nanner, nanners. Well, Miss Ann, what a choir, huh? Thanks to the choir for enriching our worship and our season this Lent and Eastertide. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of our risen Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Amen. A woman had been to the Holy Land, and particularly she was impressed by the beauty of the gardens that were in Jerusalem. So when she came back, she was telling a lot of stories about them. And on one occasion, a six-year-old boy was listening to the story, and he asked her, he said, "Did you see the Jesus rose?" And she said, "I don't think so. I've never heard of a Jesus rose." And he said, "I think you did. In the Bible, when the woman came to the tomb in the morning, the angel said Jesus had a rose." Gotta have one Easter groan, huh? I always like at Easter time and all times to listen to children and the way they tell the story, not just of the Easter events, but of life general, because sometimes we big boys and girls get a little too serious, don't we? And a little stressed. The pot roast is in the oven, or the ham, and company's coming over, and, well, you know. So, I'm going to be speaking to you this morning from the perspective of children, at least to begin with. The first scenario is a Sunday school classroom, and the subject was the resurrection of our Lord and Easter morning. And the Sunday school teacher asked the children, what was Jesus doing on Easter morning? And you know, it's too obvious of a question, so none of them answered. And so she said, well, I'll give you a hint. It starts with R. And one little boy piped up, recycling? It's a good answer. It's a deep spiritual answer. This day especially, but all days, we are thankful that God recycles. He takes the sin and death and the devil which assail us and turns them around to become life and salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just a few Easter one-liners, then we'll get to the serious stuff for you serious people. Number one, Easter. It's the only time when it's acceptable to put all your eggs in one basket, the Jesus basket. And when we have this Easter egg hunt after worship, it will be proof, parents, that if they really want to, your children can find things that they've lost. Now, a little bit more serious one. Easter proves that you can put truth in the grave, but it won't stay there very long. And here's another Easter activity for your children. Actually, it lasts longer than Easter. To teach your kids the true meaning of Easter, you can seal them up into a stone-cold tomb for 3 days. On Good Friday, every year, we remember the 7 last words of Jesus. This year, I heard a child said that Jesus actually spoke 8 words from the cross. And the 8th word, which you may not have heard before, Jesus said, "Don't touch my Easter eggs. I'll be back on Sunday." And we had a few people get up early for the sunrise service this morning, and I had to have a special joke for them just to make sure they woke up. They almost did. What time does a duck wake up on Easter? We have some ducks waking up over here. Everybody ready to groan at the quack of dawn. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. I will be going to the cemetery at least twice this week, and maybe some of you will be too. And it would be so nice if when I went there, I would look at the headstone of the person who is being buried and see an angel sitting on the tombstone. Maybe I'm just not looking close enough in the past, or maybe it only happened on Jesus' resurrection. But picture it, if you will. The angel sitting there, his appearance like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay." As we'll be praying in a few moments, that's the only thing that can deal with the grief that we feel when we lose loved ones, but not just losing loved ones. You all know your Easter stresses. This day, when it's supposed to be the happiest, oh, I guess I got the wrong season, didn't I? Time of the year. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear. That is significant because it's the same word for fear earlier in the text. But opposed to that frightful fear, sometimes we have too much faith in the tomb, don't we? Too much faith in the grave, don't we? We don't try. And God reminds us that it's okay to be afraid, but it's always accompanied with this text, what it says in this text, with great joy. So frightful fear opposed to delightful fear. When I was thinking about this, I guess the best illustration I could think about is a roller coaster. How many of you have ever been on roller coasters? Probably everyone. How many of you have ever been afraid on roller coasters? On the other hand, if you're watching the ride and listening to the ride, you hear simultaneous screams and laughs. Some people cry, some people throw up. And some people are laughing the whole time. I think that's a good new picture of how God wants us to go about. Not holy, 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 having all the right words and the right answers, but just going out and shining. He bids us to be lights of the world. He doesn't say be lights of the world. He says you are lights of the world. Don't hide it under a bushel. Like a lighthouse, it doesn't say, hey, look at me, I'm shining. It just shines. On Easter morning especially, God wants us to shine for him. In fact, he empowers us to shine. We can't fake it, can we? The people who know us best, when they say, how are you doing today? And we say, oh, great. They know. On the other hand, God knows that no matter how we feel, even if it's horrible, on Easter Day, he can change us. He can change our perspective. And I want to end with a story that does that. At least it did for me. It's a true story. It happened in the height of Desert Storm about 20 years ago. And I know there's many families at St. Mark's who can really identify with this. And with the recent bombing in Syria, we're afraid again. So hold on to this story. True story. The mother was Ruth Dillo. And it happened to her, as it happens to so many mothers and fathers. The telegram came that her son Clayton had stepped on a landmine in Kuwait, and he died. You can imagine how she felt. She told how she felt. For 3 days, she cried. Nobody could bring her out of her grief. By the way, did you remember I said 3 days? Kind of a significant number. And on the third day, just when she had consumed herself in grief, the telephone rang, and she almost didn't answer it, but she was so thankful she did, because on the other line, this is the message that came to her. Hi, Mom. It's Clayton. I'm alive. The telegram was wrong. I didn't die. You're feeling it with me, aren't you? So much more so, the telegram from heaven is, death could not keep the greatest man alive down. And he's still stepping on landmines for you every day. We don't notice, but how often does he keep us in safety and health and wealth? And when he doesn't, it doesn't really matter. Because when I go to the graveside this week, I'll be saying the same thing. The person who died had the only thing that matters and lasts, the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who could ask for anything more? Dear Lord, forgive me, forgive us for forgetting. We have it all in your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Shine in us and through us this Eastertide and all our days, even in our grief, because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
During the gathering of the offering, we will be singing hymn number 461. 461. Please stand. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. O God, you made us your own children in the waters of baptism, and we were raised up in Christ for new and everlasting life. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you sent forth your Son that he might redeem your lost creation and win for you new sons and daughters who trust in your word. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you established the church as the body of Christ and made us members of that body by baptism and faith. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you bore the burdens of our flesh in your Son, Jesus Christ. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you set your seal upon all those who govern and command them to lead honorably in the pursuit of justice, the protection of liberty, and preservation of virtue. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you give us the richest of blessings and surround us with the favor of your love. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you set your table among us in the presence of our enemies. Risen Lord, in your mercy, you are the hope of all, and those who depart in faith live in you. Risen Lord, in your mercy, especially this day, we are remembering the following in our prayers. First of all, the family of Elda Fastino, who died this week. Visitation is tomorrow evening, and the funeral service is at 1 p.m. on Tuesday here at St. Mark's. We're also mourning with Dwayne and Sue Schwartz and their family and friends at the loss of Dwayne's mother, Laverna. Her visitation is Tuesday evening at Piatt Funeral Home in Pinckneyville, and the service is at 10, the funeral at 10 on Wednesday at Trinity Conant. Let us pray. Thank you for the promise of your word, O Lord. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labors, and their work shall follow them. We thank you for following Elda and Laverna all the 90-plus years in both of their lives with your goodness and mercy. And now, as they rest in your everlasting arms, we pray that that image may give to Delbert and Janet and Doris and Dwayne and Sue the peace that only you can give, that passes all human understanding,
the peace of sins forgiven, the promise of resurrected bodies, and life forever with you, Lord, in your mercy. We're also continuing to pray for those on our continuing prayer concerns list. Especially this week, we're praying for Paul Wicker, who had surgery at the VA in Marion and is now home recovering. Let us pray. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of Paul and for the gift of healing and for the gift of faith that you have given him to bear up in this difficult time as health issues continue to beset him. We thank you that your faith in him is carrying him through. Lord, in your mercy. And yesterday morning, we celebrated the baptism of Nora Bailey DeHorsey, all the way from New Jersey. You might know her better as the great-great-granddaughter of Norma Rodewald. Let's pray. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of Nora Bailey and for safe travel for the family from New Jersey. We pray your holy angels will keep them safe also on their return later this week. And in the meantime, that we rejoice together with them at the gift of your love to and through Nora Bailey all the days of her life. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, we're praying for the 8th grade class of St. Mark's Lutheran School. Way in the early hours of tomorrow morning, they will be departing for the annual trip to Washington, D.C. Let us pray. Holy angels working overtime, and again, O Lord, we thank you. We pray for great blessings to these students and their teachers and their chaperones as they learn more of our nation, but most of all, that you are the Lord of the nations and Lord of their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Before we approach the table of our Lord to receive him in his victory for us, let us confess our sins to God our Father. With humble and sincere hearts, we acknowledge before you, O Lord, that we are not the people we ought to be. We have sinned against you and against one another in words and deeds and in action. We confess these sins to you and plead for your mercy through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us by your Spirit to amend our sinful lives. Easter changes everything. It is the world's new reality. Still, there are times when we live as if Easter were only a wish. We live too often as if brokenness were the only reality. We live as if the stone had not been rolled away. Lord God, the Easter reality is all around us. And yet, in spite of the truth of the resurrection, we so often live trapped in brokenness. We are defeated by Satan's temptations, deceived by the world's false hope and lies, and worn down by the battle against our own sinful flesh. Forgive us and renew us, O Lord. Easter declares the great truth. The victory over Satan, the world, and our flesh has been won. Jesus Christ, who died for you, has risen. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, our enemies of sin and death have been eternally conquered. You are forgiven from every failure and every sin. Because brokenness and death could not hold Jesus, you are made whole. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, it is my joy and privilege to proclaim the Easter truth and daily joy that you are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God.
join in the hymn of all creation, blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary, Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, day and night we join to praise your love and majesty. You alone are holy, worthy, and righteous, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. To join the hymns of earth and sky and sea, generations praise you with saints and angels, holy and blessed through all eternity.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." That peace of the Lord be with all of you always. Amen.